Hello, my name is Rachel, and this is my podcast on the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. First, we're going to begin with the Manhattan Project. So, the U.S. became concerned with the nuclear weapons research being done in Germany, so the U.S. government began funding its own atomic weapons development program, codenamed the Manhattan Project. Over the next several years, scientists began producing the essential materials for these weapons, and they sent the results to New Mexico to be put together and tested. On a morning of July 16, 1945, they had a functioning atom bomb. By the time this test was run on the devastating weapon, the Allies had already defeated Germany and Europe, but Japan had vowed to keep fighting until the very end, knowing the slim chance they had of victory. Originally, the top United States military commanders favored on the idea of the massive invasion of Japan along with the bombing, to end the war. However, President Truman estimated a high casualty rate and wanted to avoid that at all costs. The bombs named Little Boy and Fat Man. Hiroshima was a manufacturing center about 500 miles from Tokyo, the target of Little Boy. It was dropped from the Enola Gay at 8:15 in the morning and exploded 2,000 feet above Hiroshima. The blast equating to 15,000 tons of TNT and destroying 5 square miles of the city. This was not, however, enough to elicit Japan's surrender. Thus, on August 9th, Major Charles Sweeney flew the B-29 plane boxcar. The bomb Fat Man was intended for the city of Kokura. However, there was an extremely thick cloud cover that morning, so Sweeney drove to the second target listed, Nagasaki. The bomb was dropped at 11:02 that morning. Fat Man was scientifically more powerful than Little Boy. However, the topography of the targeted city was very mountainous, which reduced the bomb's effect to 2.5 square miles. How it happened. After the first bomb was dropped over Hiroshima, and then the second to Nagasaki, the people felt the wrath of being dropped into the center of the sun. Almost 100,000 died immediately. Then the people on the fringes of the blast suffered almost the most. If you were able to see the blast, but the blast didn't kill you, and that was the last thing that you would ever see. Because then the backs of your eyes would have melted away, and then you were hit with an incredible amount of radiation, equivalent to thousands and thousands of x-rays. This made these people very cancerous and sick. It was essentially a death sentence. Their bodies began falling apart. Victory for the Allies. The news of Japan's surrender quickly spread, and Victory in Japan Day celebrations broke out amongst all of the Allied nations. Their formal surrender was signed on September 2nd aboard the U.S. battleship Missouri, who was anchored in Tokyo Bay at the time. Conclusion. The bombing of Japan was devastating, yet very necessary for World War II to end. The casualties had been building up throughout the war, and the United States had given too many young men to the draft and too many supplies that the country needed a rest. The fact that Japan had still refused to back down meant more suffering for the Americans, and the bombs ended up being the best solution of the time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed.